Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been talking about the return of the prodigals. God's heart is to see in this end times generation a massive return of those who have gone off into the far country to pursue prodigal living far from Father's house. The story of the lost son, as it is called in Luke chapter 15, tells the story of that prodigal son. I'm going to read to you from the New Living Translation, Luke 15:11-32. A man had two sons. The younger son told his father, "I want my share of your estate now, instead of waiting until you die." So his father agreed to divide his wealth between his sons. A few days later, this younger son packed up all his belongings and took a trip to a distant land, and there he wasted all his money on wild living. About the time his money ran out, a great famine swept over the land, and he began to starve. He persuaded a local farmer to hire him to feed his pigs. The boy became so hungry that even the pods he was feeding the pigs looked good to him, but no one gave him anything. When he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, "At home, even the hired men have food enough to spare, and here I am dying of hunger. I will go home to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son. Please take me on as a hired man.'" So he returned home to his father. And while he was still a long distance away, his father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son and embraced him and kissed him. His son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son." But his father said to the servants, "Quick, bring the finest robe in the house and put it on him. Get a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet, and kill the calf we have been fattening in the pen. We must celebrate with a feast, for this son of mine was dead and now returned to life. He was lost, but now he is found." So the party began. If you have a prodigal in your life, whether it be son or daughter, grandchild, spouse, or parents, you may be in that place where you are still mourning the very fact that that person has chosen to walk into a prodigal lifestyle. And yet God is longing to be able to throw the party when that prodigal comes back to God. You may feel that your prodigal is nowhere near the point where he or she would return and surrender his or her life to the Lord. But I want to encourage you today, there is hope for those of you who have been praying for months, perhaps many, many years, for a prodigal to return to the Lord. One mother of a prodigal child encouraged herself when many years had passed and there was no sign of that prodigal returning by reading biographies of great Christians and observing that very many of them had indeed themselves been prodigals at one time. God wants you to know that regardless of how low the prodigal that you love has fallen, God is able to pick that one up and restore him to fullness of life in God. God is able to bring your prodigal to a place of complete restoration and phenomenal fruitfulness in the kingdom of God. One of my great heroes of the faith is a man by the name of Brother Andrew. He was made famous in a book called God's Smuggler. He would smuggle Bibles across the borders of Iron Curtain countries, risking his very life to bring the Word of God to believers who are trapped in countries where there was great oppression and no freedom to worship God. This man, who still leads a great ministry today, was raised in a Christian home in Holland. His mother was a very godly woman who was a great prayer warrior. And yet this young boy turned away from the things of God at a young age. And as soon as he was of legal age, he joined the Dutch army and was shipped out to Indonesia, where he ended up fighting in a war where many innocent Indonesian people were killed. At this tender age of 18, 19, and 20 years old, this prodigal went from being simply uncaring about the things of God to where he had plunged into truly a prodigal lifestyle. Heavy drinking, gambling, and all sorts of sin became the norm every day. And when he found himself plagued with guilt over the things that he was required to do as a soldier, he nearly went mad. He did not know how to get free from the heavy burden of the guilt that he had over killing people. He considered suicide. He even tried to get himself killed in the heat of battle. Yet God had his hand on that prodigal, and he has his hand on yours. By the grace of God, the word of God that Brother Andrew's mother had placed into his hands, the old family Bible that she had given to him before he left for the war, ended up being one of the things that God used to bring him back to the Lord after he was wounded in a battle. Regardless of where your prodigal is right now, God sees him. God will restore him. It's his heart, it's his desire, it's perfectly his will. Continue to pray protection over your prodigal's life, that he or she would not die before being given that opportunity to turn his or her life over to God. This was the way that Andrew's mother prayed. Though it looked like he was a prodigal that would never turn back to God and had plunged into great depravity of sin by his own admission, God reached him. The day came where God brought him face to face with his call on his life and his offer of forgiveness. Brother Andrew embraced it, became a zealous Christian, and today is a great man of God who has done great exploits for the Lord. God has a great call on your prodigal's life. Don't give up hope. Without a doubt, the mother of Brother Andrew may have felt that it would never happen. In fact, she died before she ever saw him return to the Lord. And yet, God heard her prayers. Another very famous Christian who was a prodigal as a young man is Pat Robertson, who was the founder of the Christian Broadcasting Network. In his book, Shout It from the Housetops, Pat talks about his days after graduating from Yale Law School and his pursuit of a very worldly lifestyle. And yet he had a praying mother. And that godly woman prayed and planted the seed of the Word of God at every opportunity. Letters week in and week out came from that mother until the Word of God began to penetrate Pat's heart. And he became very disillusioned with the worldly lifestyle he had chosen. The prayers of praying parents for prodigals are effective. St. Augustine had a praying mother. This 4th century bishop had a mother named Monica who was heartbroken when her 16-year-old son plunged into a lifestyle of sin. He had an illegitimate child at the age of 16 and was living with a mistress. For many, many years, Augustine completely turned his back on God and, in fact, joined a cult. But Monica, his mother, never gave up. When she went to a bishop in the church to ask him to pray, he said, "No, the prayers and the tears of this mother will not go unanswered." And that bishop was right. Monica's prayers were heard. Augustine completely turned to the Lord and became one of the leaders of the church of the 4th century, whose writings are still read today. a prodigal daughter who returned from a lifestyle of homosexuality, wants to encourage you. She wrote, "I want to encourage parents who feel pain and disappointment caused by their wayward child to pray, pray, and pray some more. I am one of those wayward children, but I've made my way back to the Lord. Both my parents are mighty prayer warriors, and I know without a doubt it was their prayers that brought me to my knees, ready to repent. I was an alcoholic, a smoker, did drugs, and was very sexually active starting at the age of 16, and I thought I knew everything. That prodigal daughter was brought back to God's household through the prayers of praying parents. Don't give up, regardless of where your prodigal is at today. God hears your prayers, and He will answer." This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.